spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church.
Let the church.
Say.
Say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen. The church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music, you're listening to the Sunday, February the 4th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are bringing you part two of the countdown of the top hits of the year 2017 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And you just heard the late Bishop Andre Crouch along with Bishop Marvin Winans and Let the Church Say Amen. That was in position number 164. I want to let you know, if you aren't aware, that we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone and your act of faith, and since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that I received before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Let's move it right along with the countdown. Pastor Marvin Sapp in position number 163. And from the album of the same name, this is Close, C-L-O-S-E.
I must be close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. Oh, too much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell. Just believe I must be close to it, close to it, oh, so close to it. Why don't y'all help me sing? Sing with me.
Pastor Marvin Sapp here on Sounds of Praise in position number 163 in the countdown, and that was Close from the album of the same name. 12 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m. We're going to get in one more song before we go before the Lord in prayer, but it's still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. Again, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Another local group in position number 162. This is Ashmont Hill and Your Masterpiece here on Sounds of Praise.
Selfless love.
7:18, the Sounds of Praise time, a local artist here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Ashmont Hill with Your Masterpiece. Okay, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. Give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne, 1-855-915-WMFO. Here's the Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr., and this is Pass Me Not as we enter into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. 7:28 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praising God with Michelle of Medford. She's going to be able to go to church today. And she's also facing eye surgery and looking to God for healing for the pain in her back and leg. Michelle of Medford, praising God for being able to go to church today, facing eye surgery and looking to God for healing for pain in her back and leg. We're praising God with SB. SB is celebrating a birthday today. We're not going to say how many years, but SB is celebrating his birthday today. And then there's A and D, and they're expecting their first child. And we're praying for God's blessing upon the entire family. A and D, expecting their first child, and God's blessing upon the entire family. Listen to God in prayer. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning because you are God, and beside you there is none other. And therefore, you invite us to come unto your throne boldly, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we need your mercy. We need your grace. We need your blessings upon us, Lord, in these trying times, because without you, we can do nothing. But in you, we can do all things. And so, therefore, we're trusting and praising you for the victories that you have ahead for us. So we're praising God with Michelle for being able to go to church today. We pray that you could bless her while she goes. And is she going through various other physical problems, that you would minister in her life, Lord, and do what the doctors can't accomplish? We're praising you because you are our healer, and by your stripes we're claiming healing in her behalf. May she receive it from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, every area of her body, Lord, may it be touched by you, and may she realize that the strength and the deliverance and the health and benefits that she has come from your hand, and may she in turn be used by you in the days which are ahead to point others to the reality of your salvation, and may many be won into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for SB, who's celebrating a birthday today, Father, we pray you would continue to minister in the life of your servant. Also lead, guide, direct him, Lord, and make him a blessing in your sight. May he realize he's reached this point in time because of your mercy and because of your grace. And may he be even more yielded and surrendered to you, so you might work powerfully in his life and then through his life, so he might be a blessing in the lives of those he encounters and on his job, Lord. May you give him your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. He may accomplish that which is needed in the lives of those with whom he works and works for, so that they too might recognize the reality of your presence in his life. And may they too call you blessed. And we praise you for all you're going to accomplish and all you're going to manifest in and through him, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for A and D, who are expecting their first child, Father, we pray you would bless this couple, minister powerfully in their behalf. May they recognize, O Lord, as they look to you, that you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And that which hasn't been able to be accomplished in the past, you're able to do it now, because your time is the right time. You said in the fullness of time you sent forth your son. We pray, O God, you continue to minister powerfully in their behalf. Protect them from dangers, both seen and unseen. May their child, O Lord, be healthy and strong, and one day grow to know you as personal Lord and Savior as well, because of all you've accomplished in the life of his parents, of their parents, Lord. And may they in turn be surrendered to you and yielded to you in a greater way each and every day, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:33 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y. V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And we'll, as I said, we'll begin praying for your request or praising God with you as soon as we receive your information. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 7:34, the Sounds of Praise time. I have been enjoying myself immensely. Hopefully you've been doing the same as we've been bringing you the countdown of the top 200 hits in the gospel field for the year 2017. And we began last Sunday, and we hope to be able to finish sometime before Palm Sunday, which is the last Sunday in the month of March. And if we don't finish by then, we'll have our Palm Sunday program, and then we'll have our Resurrection Sunday program the following Sunday, and then we'll pick up from there with the countdown, and we'll get to number one, Lord willing, sometime on God's schedule to meet his plans for our lives and your lives as well. Okay, we just heard Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr. with Pass Me Not. Then we heard Witness with When I Pray. They led us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And so let's get back to the countdown. In position number 161, Jonathan McReynolds and Corey Boxdale. And the song is entitled Jesus, here on Sounds of Praise.
Every city I travel to, I ask a Christian, what do they believe? Is it nature, or a feeling, or some sense of destiny? Did you find God in logic, or did church come with your last name? No, the number one reason they say he's real is ever since they met him, they've been changed. You
In the background, we have the Tri-State Mass Choir. They're not in the countdown, but they're offering you an opportunity to come to Jesus Christ. The song is entitled, If You Come to Him. God doesn't take any prisoners. He wants you to willingly yield yourself to His control, recognizing you have a need that nothing else has been able to satisfy, and so therefore you're turning your life to Jesus Christ, because He's promised to be the answer to your every situation. And so therefore, since our greatest need is victory over sin, victory over death, hell, and the grave, we need to go to Him, because that's what He's accomplished. He lived that perfect life that we could not live. He died that sacrificial death in our behalf. And now He opens the opportunity that if you recognize that you have a great need, that He is able to fulfill, and He will give you the peace, the blessing, the deliverance, the strength that He alone can give. And your life will be dramatically changed from now throughout eternity, if you come to Him. I'd like to lead you in prayer so that you will receive all that God has for you, and your life will be transformed by being born again. That's what He said to Nicodemus. You must be born again. That spiritual birth that overcomes the sin that we inherited from our natural birth. Won't you pray this prayer? Father, I've heard the music, I've heard the testimonies, I've heard the joy that the singers and the musicians have expressed during the program today. And I don't have that, and that's what I need. And so I'm coming to you, surrendering myself to you and to your control. Take full control of my life, cleanse me from all sin, all unrighteousness, all of the mistakes of the past, and give me a new beginning, a new birth. I want to be born again. I want the forgiveness and freedom that you promise in your word. And my determination to yield myself to you and to your control, so you might work powerfully in me and through me in the days which are ahead. So that as I grow in you, I'll be able to share with others the blessings and the benefits I receive from your hand, so that many might come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Through my life and through my testimony is my prayer, in Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. Free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise, and receive it while I'm on the air by calling me 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. That's Darnley, VB, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're sending it out to you so you'll know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And we're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. 56. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off for another day what you need to do today. Tomorrow, another day, is not promised to anyone. We pray that you have come to the Lord, and if so, please give me a call so that I can send you some material, help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be here till 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay. Time is running away from me here. Okay. Time for the Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. For more information, go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's Minister Michael Dotton and his mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. And coming in June, Saturday, June 9th, 2018, Michael Dotton Ministries presents See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference. And more information can be received by going to www.michaeldotton.com or you may call 617-876-9703. That's 617-876-9703. And if your organization has some information about an event that you would like our audience to hear about, you can send it to me at least three weeks in advance of the event. And send it to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. 7:54 here on Sounds of Praise. We have been bringing you today part two of the countdown of the top 200 hits on Sounds of Praise for the year 2017. And maybe we can squeeze in one more. Let's see, where is this on the countdown? We have Tamela Mann in position number 160 on the countdown, along with Kirk Franklin, and the song is entitled Take Me to the King, here on Sounds of Praise.
To the King, I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces, it's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces, it's my offering. Lay My offer.